Hi, and welcome to the latest edition of CNC World Podcast. I'm Republic Commando 401, your host. First off, I'd like to mention the Golden Joystick Awards and Red Alert 3 Uprising and CNC 4 has been nominated to be in the voting for the Joystick Awards. Head over to computerandvideogames.com/joystick/shortlist.php. Next up, patch 2.8.6 for Return of the Dawn has been released. For those of you who didn't know, Return of the Dawn is a mod for Tiberium Sun that replaces the Tiberian Sun units with the units from the original Command & Conquer. It also introduces an alternative mode called Reaper Rules that enhances the gameplay with new units and a lot of new features. Patch 2.8.6 is ready and waiting to be downloaded. To download the latest version, head over to PPM site of ViewTopic 27249. Mech Wars. Command & Conquer Mech Wars has just been released. Mech Wars is a mod for Tiberium Sun that has only about 5 days development time. That's a short amount of time, especially to have a public release ready. But the concept is an interesting one. This current version adds 2 new sides that only features mechs in the arsenal. Based on battle tech, you can fight for either a mercenary unit called the Kellhounds or for some marauder of a clan called Smoke Jaguar. Download the Alpha 1 version at PBM site ViewTopic 28723. Followed by the Invasion Confirmed. Invasion Confirmed PBM's 10th release anniversary release. As part of the PBM's 10th anniversary, a new version of Invasion Confirmed mod for Zero Hour has been released. This mod brings back all the universe from all Red Alert 3 games to the same battlefield. Including in this release are new units, many you've seen in the pictures at ModDB, including maps, sounds, UI changes, and now also adds new fun missions. You can view the full features list at PBM site ViewTopic 28708. Next up is the open source SHP viewer, port 962, now available. A brand new version of the open source SHP viewer has been made available for download from Project Perfect mod. Version port 962 is able to apply TS/R2 shadows, deal with turret offsets, custom color remaps, and much more. The version 0.962 store settings at prefs.yami supports bitmap, JPEG, and GIF backgrounds. Includes new desert background images and more. Latest version can be downloaded from PBM site ViewTopic 28686. Renegade X Beta, a mod for UT3, aka Unreal Tournament 3. Renegade X is a total conversion mod that uses the Unreal Engine and has now been made available for download. In this beta, it requires a legitimate copy of Unreal Tournament 3, updated to the latest patch. If you don't have it just yet, you can purchase it for cheaply, £10. Head over to the website for the full change list and also to see new in-game screenshots. Return to Afghan demo 0.002 for Red Alert 3 has also been released. It's a mod for Red Alert 3 that just has been released by Red System Mod Making Portal and is available to download by clicking here. For those who haven't seen this mod before, Return to Afghan is a mod that adds 3 new factions to the game and each faction will have its own style, weapons and unique order of battle. You can find out more on this mod at moddb.com. Red Alert 3 Organized Crime. Now, for all you wallpaper fans, you may have noticed Kane Nash, the ultimate wallpaper designer for the EA company. He has just created another kick-ass wallpaper. It has been known as The Future is Ours. Resolution from 1280 by 1024 to 1920 and 1200 can be downloaded. If you like other wallpapers, you can also visit his site at devinsart.com. Well, that's all the podcast for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time on the battlefield.